Okay. You have actually never seen a comic book movie. I'm dead fucking serious. But before that, hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel of Flame, and I'm gonna talk about the fact that you've never seen a comic book movie. None of us have. We've gotten close. The closest has been Deadpool 2, possibly. But not in terms of actually taking a page out of the actual Deadpool comics, but more so just keeping true to the character as a whole. No one has done that better than Deadpool. Like, honestly, no one has. And kudos to Ryan Reynolds loving the fucking character enough to make sure that that shit happens. And you see where that got him. Disney, as soon as they bought Fox, took one of the cheapest and more profitable movies that has been done under the Fox banner within their superhero reign, and they immediately canned it. Simply because they'll be damned if they can't make this shit PG-13. I mean, wasn't one of the, like, the Disney top people sitting there going like, Deadpool's fine, I just wish it was PG-13. Like, why couldn't they make it PG-13? And then just to make sure, and God, like, you got to give it up to Ryan Reynolds, seriously, just to try and keep the character alive. They re-released the fucking movie under in PG-13 with a bunch of shit cut and added jokes and whatnot in order to try and facilitate that. Like, yeah, it can still sell even if it was PG-13. But Disney was like, they ain't having that bullshit. And it's terrible that that's what happened. But oh man, that's what happened. But think about it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, let alone getting like a close idea of what a comic book actually is. I mean, Iron Man did really well with capturing the original idea of how Tony Stark got to the way he was, because I believe, like, at first it's actually like an experiment gone bad or something like that, not necessarily like his own weaponry that really fucked with him like that. I'm not exactly sure. I don't really know Iron Man's origin, but I do know in terms of keeping a coherent story with the origin and as well as the storytelling dynamic within his movie, it was fine. It was fine. And then you just have that copy paste attitude, copy paste that copy paste attitude with the rest of the Marvel films, and then they have the head up their ass, and then you get a bunch of movies that essentially are just lackluster, and they don't even really fucking care about even facilitating what the character is actually known for or can do. They're just trying to make sure they get that, like, all the mechanics laid out flat so then they could just add it into the franchise. Fuck. Like, how terrible is that? But because of that, you've never gotten a comic book movie. All the things that make these characters original, their different ideals, their different entities, the different villains they have to tackle, the different concepts behind their powers and how they facilitate them, you don't get to see that because you get the exact same thing. You get essentially characters that powers generally are in the same lane. And because of that, you never actually see an imagining of that character's actual true self, outside of the realm of the comic books, whenever they bring him into another media. I mean, look how much everyone hooped and hollered for Black Panther. T'Challa has the exact same strength and everything as Captain America. He's just a peak physical human. But what sets Black Panther apart from a lot of other heroes within the Marvel world, as far as the comics is concerned, is his fucking intelligence. You didn't have any of that within the movies. And now they're scrapping them all together because they just don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, they can replace Batista in the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but they'll be damned if they replace T'Challa as anyone else other than the girl, because they had plans on doing that in the first place. But fuck out of here with that noise. But essentially, within the first Black Panther movie, you didn't have anything that allowed T'Challa to show his intelligence or to show that he was one of the smarter characters within all of Marvel. We didn't get that. We just got that same cookie cutter concept that we get with a lot of the movies. At one point in time, the character's on high, and then he loses, and then he goes down in order to bring himself back up. The end. Anything original or different to facilitate, to make this character stand out, or to make them different, or to showcase that, hey, I like this character. Nope. All you got was that, just Black Panther's black. It's a black guy. He's a black guy. You should be happy he's a black guy. You should love the fact that he's a black guy. What makes him special? He's black. He's black, blackity, black, black, black. Isn't that great? And it's fucking stupid. But it's like, yo, his movie played out damn near just like Iron Man, and that's not cool. I'm supposed to be happy to see this guy. I'm bored because this shit is dumb. It took him forever to show up. What is going on? But that essentially is just a fraction of what's fucking wrong within these superhero movies nowadays, or comic book movies in general. I mean, we've had really good adaptations of comic books. You had the 300 movies, Sin City, you know, shit done by Frank Miller. You have a bunch of independent comics, something that DC actually was doing, like with a bunch of different movies that you didn't even realize were either graphic novels or comics that were under their umbrella being turned into movies, which was fantastic. You know, it was like that you got these movies that essentially were trying to follow the comic book format. And they did a great job. They did a great job. But you wouldn't recognize and know that those are like comic book characters that you're dealing with. So I kind of got to excuse those. But more so the ones that deal within the realm of superheroes don't generally get the following or the exact adaptation that they deserve. The things that have the liberty of essentially going cut by cut, image by image, and if someone's actually willing to put in the work, oh, those turn out fantastic. You know how much everyone loves Sin City? The sequel was kind of whack, but the first Sin City is an amazing movie. You know how much 300 was just beloved by so many fucking people? like seriously, like, good Lord. But it doesn't change the fact that when it comes to these superhero characters, for whatever reason, we don't get movies based off of their books and whatnot. I mean, The Dark Knight Returns is one of the most beloved stories that involve Batman ever. And Christopher Nolan made A Dark Knight Returns. What was that, God? You're upset. Whatever for. But you saw how that turned out. It was horrible. It was fucking horrible. I don't understand why everyone was praising Christopher Nolan for Batman Begins. Batman Begins is a terrible movie. That is a terrible fucking movie. Dark Knight is, love it, one of my favorite movies, but Batman Begins, terrible. The Dark Knight Returns, I just like the quotes. Like, seriously, I just really like the quotes in that movie. But horrible. Just fucking horrible. But again, how terrible would it have been to actually just do the Dark Knight story if you were going to sit there and call your movie The Dark Knight Returns? Like, how bad would it have been to do the Dark Knight Returns movie? I mean, to fit canonically with your trilogy that you set up, it wouldn't have made sense at all. But you shouldn't have called your movie The Dark Knight Returns. It should have been something different. Since you have Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, then make it something else, you bastard. You piece of shit. The Dark Knight Returns. I mean, we've had this happen multiple times. The MCU movies are basically whores for doing it. You had Civil War, which is in no way, shape, or form like the Civil War event within the comics. You have Ragnarok, which is no way, shape, or form like the Ragnarok moment within the comics. Just different namesake shit that's going down that is nothing like what's in the comics. Hell, into the Spider-Verse. That's not what the Spider-Verse is. If you read the comics that deal with the Spider-Verse as the crazy overarching event that it is, it's like Into the Spider-Verse ain't close. It's like, it's a fantastic, great movie. But fuck out of here. Like, nah, bitch, that ain't close. I mean, you've had within these superhero things elements that have gotten close. The Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies have done this excellently in some of their things. Doing the bell tower scene with the black suit Spider-Man, having the spider suit in the trash can scene on Spider-Man 2. Just different. Hell, Uncle Ben's death, the fucking wrestler scene, fantastically done. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's other people that are, like, speculating. It's like, you know, he was working there for a while and blah, blah, blah. I know. I'm just saying I liked it. It just, you know, just Tobey Maguire. I forgot the part where that's my problem. Like, oh, Bully Maguire at his best. But these moments are nice, but they're not the comic books, you know? And it's like, the comic books themselves are these storyboards laid out. The whole fucking story is laid out for you. The shots are laid out. All of this beautiful artwork and scenery and all this stuff that just make this comic just explode is right here in front of you. And you look at it and you go, nah. It's like, do you realize how fucking stupid that is? And then this leads into the speculatory content that a lot of people like to put out there. Like, you see YouTubers do this shit all the time. Hell, I've been subjugated to this notion once or twice before, where you sit there and you examine and bring up and talk about all the different fascinating points of a character that you enjoy, or all the stuff that you like about a character and whatnot, because they're about to be introduced into something. And you fail to realize that these people don't fucking copy the comic books. They do whatever they want with the character. Look at Mary Jane. Mary Jane Watson has always and forever been known as a beautiful supermodel. She is a fantastic woman with a good head on her shoulders and got a good career going as this beautiful woman. She marries Peter Parker. But now you have this this terrible turn of events to go on with her character in order to make her do what? Seem like a more assertive woman for some reason? There's plenty of powerful female figures within the Spider-Man world. Mary Jane is one of those women. And it's like, she uses her beauty and her figure to make money. That a lot of women do that. A lot of powerful women do that. That's not a bad thing. And also, she decides to love Peter Parker because she loves Peter Parker. Hell, there's multiple cartoons, comic books, and stories that sit there and have her essentially turn down Spider-Man because she's in love with Peter Parker. Toby even got that goddamn treatment. And he's Toby, for God's sakes. I love him. But why is it that now all of a sudden we have to sit here and certify Mary Jane as this strong, powerful female reporter who's willing to do anything to get a scoop, and it doesn't matter how dangerous, she's going to work it out somehow. Why did we turn her in the Lois Lane? We turn her in the Lois Lane without the parachute that is Superman, who would literally save her in any circumstance, in any situation whatsoever. There's never a moment where Superman cannot just bail Lois Lane out. And she knows this. And she's an adrenaline junkie. So you have that aspect added onto it also. But that is Lois Lane. That is not what was presented for Mary Jane. That is what they're trying to turn Mary Jane into. They did this in both the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon series and then the atrocious aspect of her character within the fucking Spider-Man game. And yeah, I like the Spider-Man game. I actually talked about previously the things they could do to try and improve the fucking game before they make 2. But the game is okay. I enjoyed playing it. I thought the story was okay. But the things that really just ticked me off from the game and whatnot was their evaluation and their treatment of the character that is Mary Jane. She was this ugly dumbass who kept constantly putting herself in danger, and then she expected Spider-Man to sit back and let her get in trouble as if that was fucking smart, or it showed her powerful assertiveness. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, why is she working for the Bugle? Peter's supposed to be working for the Bugle. Oh my God, so stupid. But again, to sit there and go, well, I have a reimagining of a character, and then saying that I'm going to use their name in order to justify this reimagining, why not make a new character? I would have been okay if the game had a different female that Peter was interested in, because he has dated other fucking women, but you have a different female that he's interested in doing the whole newspaper shit, but just calling Peter and talking to him, not knowing who Spider-Man is. And then when Spider-Man confronts her and tries to get her to get out of harm's way and whatnot, she just asserts herself like, no, I'm here for the big scoop. I'm here to find this information and whatnot, and just never learning from her lessons. And it actually driving a wedge in between her relationship with Peter, because yo, I'm worried about you, and you keep doing dangerous shit. Like, this is crazy. Like, I can't deal with this. And that would have been fine. I would have been fine with that. But there's the problem. That's not Mary Jane. And if that's not Mary Jane, then you can't use Mary Jane's name to facilitate that character. And if I can't use Mary Jane's name to facilitate that character, then that character isn't going to be as popular as Mary Jane actually is. And that's the craziest fucking thing that you will ever hear in your entire life. Because essentially, this is how they treat even well-known characters, the front runners of these comic book stories, if you will, to justify these crazy-ass narrative stories that they have out now, to where the namesake is all that they need in order to push and facilitate this ridiculous character that is in no way, shape, or form even close to who the actual character is that they're trying to showcase. And that's more of a reason as to why we don't get any imaginings of actual comic book characters or the comic book stories brought within movies and whatnot. We've gone off the trail of even trying to follow what the fuck the actual character will do. Now we're on the trail of just, okay, what if we put this character in this situation? Well, that character in this situation wouldn't even do things like this because you want the story to go this way. Well, what if we just change the character's motivation, his personality, and everything that makes him special entirely? Oh, then he can definitely end up to that conclusion. But that's not the fucking character. So you see how far off the goddamn Oregon Trail we are. Like, we're in Mexico. Oh, man. And it's gotten so terrible that now, because everyone is just used to the MCU's overbearing nature within their movies and whatnot and everything, we just have these group of fans who are just totally okay with anything that they shell out, regardless of if it's even close to the subject matter. But you have people who are actually fans of the original source material and subject matter who will sit there and tell you, if you just followed what we love, and which is the original content of this character, their original background, everything that makes them special, everything that we love about this character, and the whole reason that you're using their name in the first place, if you follow that and then make it a movie, the people who just back you guys because they just like backing you guys won't be able to tell that you are following the original source material. How could they possibly fucking know? They're not looking up the source material. They're only feeding off what you present to them. Shang-Chi, bam, here's Shang-Chi. I have no idea who the fuck Shang-Chi is. When I watch the movie, that's going to be my first introduction to this character. And then if this is my first introduction to this character, that might make me like this character. But then I go, hey, Shang-Chi was pretty cool. If I do this, I'm not sure. I really have doubts because it's an MCU movie. But if I'm introduced to this character like this, and then someone was to sit there and go, everything that makes Shang-Chi an amazing character was not shown in this movie, I am inclined to go, then I don't really give a fuck about Shang-Chi then, because I'm not going to buy the movie. I'm not going to be interested in the comic books. And I'm not really going to care about anything that you do with this character, because it's all going to be based on a lie. All of it is false. All of it is a fallacy. And it's so stupid and simple to move away from this ideology, to where it's like, all you have to do is just take what's already given. Take what you think, like this is why this character is the way that he is. This is who he is and whatnot. Take that, put it into a movie. You will be fine. There is no problem with that. How is it that you work backwards from that? And you go, oh no, we need to change up how this character is functions. We need to change up his mindset, everything about him that makes him special. We need to alter in some way in order to fit whatever narrative we cooked up. You're putting the cart before the horse, you dumb fucks. And thus you barely even tap into the realm of getting close to a fucking comic book movie that'll essentially be a true comic book movie. Iron Boy is the biggest fucking offender for this. You have the black chick being married, MJ, and it's like, that's not Mary Jane in any facet of the world. And then you have Iron Boy being Iron Boy, and you go, this is Spider-Man. No, it isn't. He's the furthest thing from Spider-Man that's ever existed. Well, we didn't think that we need to talk about Uncle Ben, because a lot of people already know about his origin as Uncle Ben. Yeah, Because that is one of the biggest, that is the biggest moment in Spider-Man's life that turns him into Spider-Man. To ignore that fact is to ignore what made Spider-Man Spider-Man. And the thing is that that's exactly what those assholes did. And the fact that they couldn't even comprehend that is a problem. That is a big fucking problem when it comes to just having a character, bringing that character to life, and then staying true to said character. And you have so many people who are just happy as hell that Spider-Man is a part of the MCU that they ignored everything else. The fact that they just get to see cameos introduced with Spider-Man just more than made up for all the issues and whatnot. You find people who essentially make excuses for the lack of Spider-Man within their Spider-Man movie. And you realize how fucking stupid that is when essentially you have to lie in order for you to enjoy content that you know is wrong. This is wrong. This is bad. This is not how this character is supposed to be. And then you sit there and tell yourself something stupid like, well, this is a younger Spider-Man who's coming into his powers, I think. No, because we've had other imaginings and reissues and different looks at this character who's been able to do a hell of a lot worse within a shorter amount of time upon getting his powers. Yet, this motherfucker can't even use his spider sense. One of the main abilities that makes Spider-Man Spider-Man? Yeah. Why? Like, why? Who would write that? Well, motherfuckers who don't understand who Spider-Man is. What? And it's terrible. It's fucking terrible. You have a young Aunt May. You have no struggle within his life. All the things that make Peter Parker an endearing, wonderful character that a lot of people latch on to is immediately destroyed. It's taken away. It's not implemented. You just get this character who is Spider-Man in name only. The biggest offender in this, like I said. And by doing so, you're able to display and showcase your horrible narrative, whatever story you concocted, and you just put it out there. You use Spider-Man to drive this narrative and whatnot. And you make money based off of the factors of you already have a loyal fan base that just indulges in your movies because it leads on to more movies. Content equals more content. So enjoy this content that'll tell you about next content. And then you have the fact that you're using the name of one of the biggest superheroes in the fucking world attached to that, who also has an illicit huge number of fucking fans that exist. And you combine that together to just get box office gold. Sure. That is a structured for success in terms of doing that. But what would it have hurt if you actually followed a fucking Spider-Man story? If you actually went out, if you actually looked up a Spider-Man story that had Iron Man or other fucking Marvel characters in it that you could have implemented or whatnot. If you wanted to establish Peter Parker after the death of Uncle Ben, but you still had him mention Uncle fucking Ben rather than whisper or banter around it, and then you make other movies to where you make Uncle Ben's concept be that of Tony Stark, a motherfucker who he hasn't even known for that long. Just how hard would it have been to have actually cared about showcasing a character the way they were meant to be showcased. Not just trying to spew out what you wanted to spew out. I'm upset at the fact that this is something that is commonplace and essentially people marginalize how actually terrible it really is. You criticize and joke about the content as soon as it does bad and everyone kind of apologize or fall over their feet whenever it might do good or whatnot, but it doesn't change the actual sin that's currently going on. These interesting, original, and fun characters that were made, that were popular, and that were someone's fucking baby, you know? And they took these characters, they hollowed them out, and they're using their names to just push whatever the fuck they want. And that's it. That's how they feel about it. That's how they're treating this. They're going to keep this going until it can't go no more. And then they're just going to do this again somewhere else. They don't care about the longevity or the history or anything else about this character. All they care about is pushing their whatever narrative and whatnot. And it's terrible that essentially you have to let mediocrity become commonplace rather than expecting great things and be given great things. Because the fact of the matter is that there's no excuse for any of these movies to not reign true to any of the actual characters. You have more than enough source material. You have more than enough concepts or things that you can attach from or like latch on to, more than enough to help you write this character in a way that is befitting of said character. But the fact that that's not what we get, whether it's Spider-Man, Shang-Chi, Captain America, Iron Man, Black Panthers, T'Challa, any of that, is just an appalling concept. And essentially, people going in and just explaining why this character is this way, why they love this character because of that thing and whatnot. More so, like, I saw so many motherfuckers sit there and talk about how great Kraven the Hunter is and whatnot because of the up-and-coming Spider-Man 2 game. You have to sit there and go, do you guys not understand what they've done to the other characters within the Sinister Six? What they've done to the original showcase of Venom within the video game? How they're going to present Venom? How are they going to facilitate Kraven the Hunter? Is the fact that Kraven the Hunter has a fucking movie coming out making not a big time factor that's going to determine whether or not that character is going to be one of the main villains within the movie or not? I don't know. I would think that would be the case because that's just how this shit does. It just content makes more content in order for content to be content, but not really reigning true to the character. Because, you know, they showcase Venom and whatnot, but it's like, hey, if Peter Parker hasn't had the symbiote on in the first place, there can be no Venom. But as we've seen from the now two Venom movies, you don't really need Spider-Man in order to sit there and shell Venom. But the Venom that we got within those movies ain't really Venom. It's more of a parasite, not really a symbiote, because a parasite would destroy the host rather than, yeah, how do you fuck that up? Like, seriously, how do you fuck that up? I get that you make it a major storytelling element, but you should have just kind of got rid of it. Like, it should have been something that, like, just disappeared, really. But, you know, fuck it, whatever. But I just wish, for once, we could get an actual comic book movie. Oh, and before you even mention it, Blade, nah, that's also not really a comic book movie. Blade changed in accordance to how Wesley Snipes portrayed Blade. And that's dope. That's dope as shit. And I really wish other things would have been able to do something like that. You would want someone else being able to, you know, bring that much flavor to a character that it puts them in that kind of light and gives them that kind of coverage and whatnot. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But essentially, it's just, I would love if someone was to, after all these years, as much as they keep clamoring and bitching about, oh, we got too many Spider-Mans or whatnot. That's not a thing. You can make as many Spider-Man movies as you want. People are going to still go fucking see it. It's Spider-Man. Same thing with Batman. Same thing with Superman. Doesn't really fucking matter. Those characters are beloved for a reason. They have the different comic books for a reason. People keep buying their shit for a reason. They love them. And it says, I would just love if there was an actual Spider-Man movie that rang true to Spider-Man. That's it. And it was like just a Spider-Man movie that had Spider-Man. And I would just love that. I don't want glimmers. I don't want little tidbits here and there. I don't want a concept or an idea that might almost hit home, but then just get overshadowed by a director with his foot up his ass talking about you, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Jesus Christ. I love Amazing Spider-Man 2. But the family thing. Nigga, nobody wanted that. Nobody asked for that. That was so stupid. Unnecessary drama. Oh, and the plane thing? Unnecessary drama. Just show a fight scene, you bitch. But how I would love to just see a really good Spider-Man movie. And as far as I can tell, that shit ain't happening until they make another Into the Spider-Verse. And with that, I'm going to end it. So, everybody, this has been another episode of Fun with Blame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. Before that clock strikes 30, I hope you have fun.